Okay, today by the time we're going to finish Parak Beis. We're going to learn Parak Beis and Masachas Chala, Mishnayis, Zayin, and Ches. So Mishnah Zayin discusses the following. We just went through how 1 1/4 kav of flour is chayiv and chalev. The dough that is yielded from 1 1/4 kav of flour is chayiv and chala. Now, what we haven't discussed is when you're mafresh chala, how much do you take? What do you give to the kohen? So shira chala echad me'asim v'arba'a. It's a function of a percentage of the dough. It's 1/24th of the dough, because that's considered to be a shear nesina. That's the normal shear. Ha'osa isa la'atzma v'osa l'mishta b'no echad me'asim v'arba'a. If you're making a dough for yourself, so or you're just making a party for your son's wedding, so that's considered to be a small occasion, and therefore you're making a small amount of dough, and therefore any private party that's being made, it's always going to be 1/24th of the dough, because you have to give a respectable amount. So to give less than 1/24th of a small dough is not really a respectable amount to be mafresh for challah. However, if you're a baker and you make huge quantities, so then you don't need to give 1/24th. Even a lesser amount is still considered a chashav ashir. So nachdom shuosa limkar b'shuk, you're a baker that sells your bread in the market, v'cheni yisha shuosa limkar b'shuk, or a woman who makes dough that she sells in the market, then echad me'arba mishmona. Then it's only 1/48th of the dough that's chayiv and chala, because you're making a much larger dough. And since you're making a much larger dough, you'll have a proper shir nesina. Even if you give 1/48th. The Bar Tanur points out the chiddush of the chen ha'isha ha'osalimkar is that an isha that's osalimkar probably doesn't make such huge quantities. But he says, afal pi she'isasa mu'uta, even though she makes a small quantity, lo plug b'pasa ha'osalimkar. The way the Chum set up the din is that if you're making it for a private affair, it's 1/24th. If you're doing it for selling, then it's 1/48th. And that's what Bar Tanur explains. That's why we spoke about making for a wedding. Weddings aren't small affairs. They're very large affairs, but they're private affairs. So even though you would think you're making a massive amount of dough, you have 500 people coming to the wedding, you're making a massive amount of dough for the challahs, so you would think you can get away with 1/48th. But no, if it's not asulimkar, if it's for your own private party that you're making, then it's always going to be 1/24th. It's a low plug. Nitmesi sasa shogegeso anusa. But if a woman was making bread and her dough became tameh, either b'shogeg, like she accidentally used a kli that was tameh to make the dough, or because of an ones happened, she became a nida while she was kneading the dough, so it was something that's not in her control. So then she should only give 1/48th of the dough and not 1/24th of the dough, even though she was making it for her own private use and she was not making it to sell. And normally the shear would be 1/24th, because the challah is going to be tame, and tame challah has to be burnt, it can't be eaten anyway. So the chamor mekel, why would you be mafresh a larger amount where the larger amount is not going to be usable? Nitmeis mezida, but if the dough became tame on purpose, then she still has to give the larger shear of challah, 1/24th, kadesh lo yechote niskar, because why should we reward her by having to be mafresh less challah when she did an avera on purpose and was metame the challah? So we only lessen the requirement of what she has to give if it was an ones or a shogeg. Now, Mishnah Ches, the halacha is that when you're mafresh challah, it has to be min hamukaf. It has to be from dough that's nearby. So tahar dough can't be used as challah for tameh dough, because you can't have them touching each other. But the Chum were worried, because that since there's a requirement of min hamukaf, if you were to be mafresh from one on the other, you'd have them touching each other, and therefore the tameh dough would be metameh the tahar dough. So he said that you're not allowed to be mafresh from tahar dough on tameh. So the Mishnah says, but not everyone agrees to that. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Nitelas Minatar ala Tame, that you are able to be mafresh challah from Tardo for Tame Do. You don't have to be concerned that the challah is going to become Tame, because they're going to be touching each other. Now, normally, if the dough that you're being mafresh as challah is close to the dough that you're being mafresh from, you don't have to have them touch each other. But when Tahar Do is being used as challah for tameh dough, then they do have to be touching each other. So how do you work that out? How do you make them touch each other without them becoming tameh? Now, it seems like an odd rule, right? If normally they only need to be minamukaf, they only need to be nearby, why, when you're being mafresh from a tahor on the tameh, would they need to be touching each other? Because Normally, the fact that it only needs to be minamukaf is only because you're not makbid if they touch each other. You don't mind if they touch each other, but you just keep them. You're keeping them separate. But if you're being makbid that they're being kept separate from each other, then they're not. They can't be considered a single dough that you're mafresh from. So over here, where one is tummy, one is sorry, you're being makbid to keep them separate. The only way to make them a single dough is by actually having them touch each other. Meaning, the whole idea of minamukaf is that we have to be able to consider it one unit. So normally, when I'm not really being makbid, if it is touching, not touching, so just being in proximity is enough to make it one unit. But if I am being super makbid that they shouldn't touch each other, then the only way to make it minamukaf is by having them touch each other. But how could I do that? How could I have them touch each other without the Torah dough being, without the tummy dough being mitame, the Torah dough? So Ketzad, how do you do it? Isa tahora v'isa tameya. If you have a Torah dough and a tummy dough and you want to take some of the Torah dough as challah to cover both doughs, no tel kedei challah, you take a shear of challah that's big enough to cover both, me'isa shlohur mechalasa, from the Torah dough that has not yet had challah that was hufrash from it, v'nosin pachas mikabetza be'emsa, then take a piece of a different tahar dough that is smaller than a shir kabeitza and put it between the two large doughs, and so that each dough is touching this piece that's pachas mikabeitza. That piece will then bridge the two of them so that it's all considered one big dough, but it's not going to be metame anything because the halacha is that tumas ochlin is only bikabeitza, so the tame dough cannot transmit its tuma through that dough that's pachas mikabeitza and onto the dough that is tahar. Because there's machlokes rishonim, what it means that there's no tumasochim pachas mikabetza, either that it can't become tameh or that it can't give off tuma. But either way, even if that dough in the middle becomes tameh over here, since it's pachas mikabetza, it's not able to be metameh the other dough. And that way, kedei shiitol minamukaf, you'll be taking challah from something that is considered a minamukaf, because over here minamukaf requires touching, and you have it touching. V'cham mosim, but v'cham say that no, you're not allowed to be mafresh tahar dough for tameh dough, even if you make this shtick with putting this small amount of dough as a bridge in between them, because the people might be concerned that the Torah dough will touch the tameh dough and become tameh, and they're therefore going to designate challah without setting up such a bridge. So even though the Chum agree that in theory this works, they're very nervous about implementing this in practice. Okay, so to review what we did today, Mishnah Zayin, we learned that the shear of challah for privately made doughs is 1/24th of the dough, regardless of how big of a private party you're making, and the shear of challah for dough that is meant to be sold is 1/48th, regardless of how small of a business you may be running. We then said that if a dough became tamei, bishogeg or ba'ones, you could be mafresh the smaller shear, even if you plan on keeping it for yourself, and if a dough became tamei b'mezid, you have to be mafresh the bigger shear. I'm sorry, you can mafresh if a dough became tamei b'mezid, you have to be mafresh the bigger shear, because we don't want chote niskar, we don't want someone who sinned to benefit. In Mishnah Ches, we said that according to Rabbi Eliezer, there is a way to be mafresh challah from a tahar dough on a tameh dough, even though they need to be touching each other, and that way is by taking a third dough that is tahar, that's pachos mikabetza, and putting it in between the two larger doughs in a way that that it's touching both of them. That way they're all touching each other, so it's all considered minamukaf, halachically minamukaf, but the tumah is not being transmitted. And the Chum say, no, we have a problem with that because we're afraid that someone's going to do it without making that bridge dough in the middle, and then it's going to really cause a problem, because then it's not going to be minamukaf at all. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up with Paragimel of Maseches Challah.